Does it help if companies sweeten the deal for workers to get COVID vaccinations? I'm David Brancaccio. First, there's news today that we went out and bought more in January. Are you already guessing the catalyst? On Wednesdays, we consult Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Good morning.
Good morning.
That was quite a jump in retail sales. How come?
Stimulus checks, and that is bolstering consumer confidence. When consumers are confident, they spend. So we've seen a good jump in retail sales in January. They were up over 5%. Expectations were for just 1% gain. That's a big difference.
Which feeds into this narrative that, I don't know if you actually accept, that we might be in a bit of a bubble caused by all the stimulus. In fact, the 10-year benchmark interest rate, look at that today.
That 10-year treasury has crossed 1.3%. That hasn't happened since last February, so pre-COVID. It really is showing that the market is expecting some inflation and the economy to pick back up. Steadily rising interest rates mean that the market anticipates good economic activity going forward. So while the 10-year is higher than it has been, that's actually a positive sign.
All right. Susan Schmidt at Aviva Investors. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Winter storms have led to record low temperatures and power outages for millions of people in many states across the U.S. and in Texas. It's also getting in the way of COVID vaccine distribution. From his cousin's house in Austin, because his house doesn't have power either, Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
Here in Austin, as well as at distribution hubs in San Antonio and Dallas, vaccine operations have been paused again today because of ice and snow accumulation on roads and millions of people without power. Those dangerous driving conditions are also disrupting shipments of the vaccine. Corpus Christi city officials learned that they would only be getting doses later today at the earliest. In Houston, officials had to scramble to administer some 5,000 vaccine doses on Monday after the facility storing them lost power and a backup generator failed. They decided to offer the vaccines to places where people were already congregated and that had medical staff to distribute it. Those doses ended up in three hospitals, the county jail, and at Rice University. Another problem in all of this is that shelters for people without power could risk spreading COVID-19, even though they're critical to keeping people safe from freezing. City officials say postponed vaccine appointments will hopefully be rescheduled for later in the week, but that all depends on the weather. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
We also look at calls to investigate the management of the deregulated power grid in Texas that many experts say lacked incentives for power companies to harden their systems for the worst weather. Marketplace.org if you missed that on the air. In Mexico, rolling blackouts were triggered in 12 states with the cold weather cutting supplies of natural gas normally imported from Texas. New York State is suing Amazon over the treatment of workers during the pandemic. Marketplace's Erica Barris joins us here. Erica, this is different from earlier complaints?
Correct. This lawsuit is brought on by the state, a government agency, and not by workers or unions. New York's Attorney General Letitia James wrote in the complaint that Amazon has repeatedly failed to comply with its obligation to institute adequate measures to protect its workers from the spread of COVID-19 at two New York City facilities. New York says Amazon hasn't complied with state cleaning, disinfection, and social distancing requirements. The suit claims Amazon also didn't notify employees of infected coworkers. A worker at a Staten Island warehouse that employs 5,000 workers died of COVID-19, and others also became sick.
Now, what's been Amazon's response to New York's move?
Last week, Amazon sued New York's attorney general to prevent the state from taking legal action. In an email, an Amazon spokesperson said that the company cares deeply about the health and safety of its employees and that, quote, "We don't believe the attorney general's filing presents an accurate picture of Amazon's industry-leading response to the pandemic," end quote.
And we've been watching this concern about workplace conditions is fueling a union drive among some Amazon workers.
Yes, that's correct. Around 6,000 Amazon workers in Alabama are in the middle of a union vote. But again, this action by New York is unusual because this is brought by a state. And it comes at a time when Amazon has earned record profits as more people order things to prioritize staying home during the pandemic.
Marketplace's Erica Barris. Thank you. As states work to expand their rules about who is eligible to get COVID vaccines, some workplaces are offering incentives. These incentives range from stipends and extra pay to gift cards, even time off. But there's debate among behavioral economists about whether or not incentives actually work, Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Incentives are a first step for many businesses to encourage employees to get the vaccine, even though there is precedent for them to require it. Mark Goldstein with Reed Smith Labor Law says it's a difficult balancing act.
All the clients that I've advised on this are trying to be sensitive to people's, you know, views on this issue, but also trying to make sure that everyone's got the safest work environment possible.
The city of Phoenix is paying its employees $75. Grocery store chain Aldi is offering up to 4 hours of pay. Kimberly Woods is a spokesperson for Amtrak.
Amtrak is allowing excused absences for employees receiving vaccination during their regularly scheduled work hours when they submit the documentation of receiving the vaccine.
They're also offering up to 2 hours worth of bonus pay. But attorney Mark Goldstein says rewarding vaccination remains legally murky. And there's the question of whether incentives even work. Economist Cynthia Kreider at Washington University in St. Louis says they're not going to change how much people trust the vaccine.
In fact, the evidence that we have suggests that when there's higher compensation, people assume there's greater risk involved.
Her research has also found offering rewards can raise suspicions among people who previously had no opinion. There's another cost, says organizational psychologist Denise Rousseau from Carnegie Mellon. Incentives can strip getting vaccinated of its ethical component.
If you have to reward me for this, you want me to do this for reasons that aren't about morality and aren't about social good. You want to get more work out of me.
As vaccines become more available, incentives may lose appeal, and the American workforce may be split between those who get vaccinated and those who refuse. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
And the Trump Plaza Casino is no more. This hour, a crew in Atlantic City, New Jersey, fired off their pyrotechnics, and the whole thing folded like a shower curtain off its rings. The demolition folks knew what they were doing, and once the dust cleared, the rubble had come to rest centered in a fairly tidy iceberg of a pile. The jewel of the former president's casino empire was closed more than 6 years ago and fell into disrepair with chunks falling off. Once the rubble is hauled away, the current owner, billionaire Carl Icahn, will have a prime stretch of boardwalk-adjacent real estate to develop. Maybe he'll turn it back into a natural piece of riparian wetland. What are the chances? Right. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.